This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Sapna Khatri. Public health officials from across the state are gathered in Columbia today to discuss how to make Missouri a healthier state. John Wiesman is president of the National Association of County and City Health Officials and advocates for local public health at the national level. He says it is important to support local health officials everywhere.
Well, really, where public health happens is at the local and state level. It's important to be at that level, talk to leaders about our challenges, and just support them. They are struggling every day just to keep doing their usual work, and so it's to say we're there together.
Wiesman urged attendees to advocate to local and national representatives against cuts to the public health system. The conference continues through Friday with workshops and other speakers from across the country. A conservative fundraising group has endorsed Missouri Senate candidate Todd Akin and is pledging to direct $290,000 to the Republicans' campaign against Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill. The announcement today by the Senate Conservatives Fund marks the most high-profile financial commitment Akin has received, as he seeks to recover from the loss of millions of dollars of planned advertising. Groups withdrew their support after Akin remarked last month that women's bodies have ways of averting pregnancy in cases of what he called legitimate rape. Akin has apologized repeatedly since then and is hoping that his campaign can regain momentum. The MU School of Medicine and University Hospital celebrated the completion of a $5 million renovation project and a new clinical research center at a ribbon-cutting ceremony this morning. Researchers involved say the center is the only one of its kind in central Missouri, where science and research come together. Dr. William Steinman is a professor of science and director of clinical research at MU. He says the center will bring MU new methods for treating, preventing, and managing disease.
So this unit is going to allow us the faith that we can show individuals who are potential funders that we can say belly up to the bar. So you literally can have our investigators walk across, down the hall and meet our patients. So it's very exciting because a lot of times these research centers aren't on campus. And the idea that I can bring my patients to the forefront of discovery of evidence that's going to prove their practices is exhilarating.
Steinman says the center is partnering with the government agencies like the National Institute of Health, which will make MU research more competitive for grants and contracts. Missouri has received more than $1.2 million in federal grants for its food safety efforts. About $900,000 will go to the state health and agricultural departments. The agencies will develop training programs for state and local officials who might be involved in responding to a natural disaster or an outbreak of a foodborne illness. About $300,000 will go to train Missouri food producers and government officials to assess processing plans for potential food safety risks and implement safety plans. A smaller grant of $37,000 will focus on training poultry and egg producers on preventing salmonella from contaminating their farms. All of the grants were awarded on a competitive basis by the Federal Food and Drug Administration. While the tables may be turning for U.S. Representative Todd Akin as he regains some GOP support in his race for the U.S. Senate, the Democratic Party has filed ethics complaints against the congressman. KBIA's Christopher Husted caught up with Akin at a campaign stop in Columbia today, where the congressman remained positive about his campaign but vague about his definition of earmarks.
The Democratic Party filed ethics complaints against Representative Todd Akin Wednesday, alleging he reversed his stance on earmarks to receive money from a super PAC. Akin says he has never changed his position.
The thing that makes earmarks tricky is the fact different people define it in different ways.
Though when asked for his definition, Akin remains somewhat vague.
If you want a definition, the Senate has one, and when we took a look at that, we're very comfortable with that.
As far as GOP support goes, Akin does seem to have caught a second wind with the help of Newt Gingrich stumping for him at a Missouri fundraiser Monday and public endorsements from Republican Senators Rick Santorum and Jim DeMint Wednesday. Akin says he's spoken with and received support from Missouri Senator Roy Blunt, who had initially asked Akin to drop out of the Senate race after his controversial comments on pregnancy and rape. Akin says he hasn't heard from the National Republican Senatorial Committee, a group that iced out Akin financially after the controversy. According to the news blog The Hill, the group is watching the race closely, though. Akin is challenging Senator Claire McCaskill in November. Christopher Husted, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Sapna Khatri.